Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sue Wilcox, certified angel coach and founder of The Lavender Door. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking about sacred spaces. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because we could really go into a lot of detail and maybe we can break it into a few more other shows so that we can focus on some of the other details. But for tonight, I just want to share some ideas on how you can get started in creating a simple sacred space and maybe ways that you can utilize a sacred space. One of the things that I do and that I have started doing since I began my own show was creating my sacred space by lighting white candles. They just seem to be a little more goddess connected for me. It's a personal choice. I enjoy the white candles. If I have a specific intention, if I'm going to do a specific manifestation work, then I might use a different color of a candle or just different scented candles in my sacred space. But tonight I have two candles that I purchased from Mystic Candles, and Mystic Candles can be found on Facebook, and she has some wonderful, wonderful candles. Another candle that I purchased from her is a white taper candle, and it's a Raise Your Vibration candle, and I really love that one as well. And the incense that I have chosen to burn tonight is jasmine. Burned one all up, and I'm looking for another one so I can get another one going here. I don't know what I did with it. I just got too busy cleaning. All right. So instead of the jasmine, we are going to reach for one that is called a Tulasi, T-U-L-A-S-I, and it is called Refreshing. So, just so you know, kind of the steps that I'm going through, I'm going to light my Tulasi Refreshing incense. And since I already have my candle burning, I'm not going to use a match. I'm just going to use the flame from my candle. And I'm lighting the tip of the incense. I've got a good flame. And then I'm just going to blow gently on the edge of it until I see a little red ember. And there we go. So we'll be having great smelling incense smoke in just 1 second. I like to use candles for visualization. I'm a right brain person. I like to see, I like to touch, I like to smell, I like to feel and sense. And by lighting the candles and by lighting my incense, it just helps to shift my conscious from my mundane working day into a place where I can be a little more centered and a little more focused, relaxed, and enjoy some peace and tranquility as I am in my sacred space. There are all kinds of sacred space. There's very elaborate sacred spaces, like in temples. Some people go to extremes in their yard to create a sanctuary, a sacred space for themselves. Some people have a room in their home that they use specifically for their sacred space. And some people, they're lucky if they can, you know, find a little closet in their home that they could use for their own personal sacred space. Or maybe even just a corner in a room or a wall to put something up there so that when you pass by it, you can take a moment in quiet contemplation or meditation and be drawn back within yourself so you can connect with spirit. So some of the other things that I like, so around me today in my office, in my sacred space, I have a collection of things that are personal to me, that touch me, that fit in alignment with my soul work, and that just calls out to me. So like I spoke last week about peacock, and peacock is one of my totem animals. So I have a peacock figurine on my desk, and I have peacock feathers in a jar on my desk. And I love crystals and stones, and I have a plate with lots of crystals and stones on there. And I have a connection with Kuan Yin, and so I have a little Kuan Yin statue that's just sitting on top of my little rocks here. And this may sound a little silly to some, but when I come in my sacred space, another trigger for me that I'm shifting out of this everyday commotion and hecticness is to just have a small glass of wine. You know, nothing that is going to be elaborate or you know, makes me crazy during all this, but just something that just helps to shift my senses. It stimulates another sense, which is your taste. And so that's just something that I enjoy. And tonight I've got a wonderful red Shiraz from, I think it's Australia. My husband picked it up for me. So I'm just having a little tiny bit of that as I sit here. When I moved into my new home in November, it took me a while to find out what spots in my home were going to be my sacred spaces, or the places that I can go to when I need quiet, whether it's to pray or to meditate or to just be in stillness or to wait for inspiration from my higher self so that I can write or even commune with spirit. And the first place that called out to me was my deck. So I have a nice home, and we have a deck. For the very first time in my adult married life, I have a nice deck that's out on my back porch. And when I come home from work at night, that's where I want to go. That's where I want to go relax. I try to make it beautiful and peaceful for myself. I have a statue of Kuan Yin atop a dragon with a pearl in its mouth that sits on my deck on a shelf. And I have that Kuan Yin statue angled so that she can see anybody that comes up from the steps. And I painted a while back, I think I shared some pictures of a tipsy pot that I had painted, and then I put some herbs and flowers in. And to me, being out in nature and watering my flowers and my plants and pulling those weeds and deadheading the dried flowers, but it helps to bring me back to center and to get into that relaxed, almost meditative state. And it really does wonders for me. I enjoy sharing my sacred space out there on the deck with my family as well. I had my grandchildren stay the night a few weeks ago, and they brought their air mattresses, and we had a sleep out on the deck. And it was just so nice to be out there in nature with, you know, with my family and enjoying it. Being out in nature is just such a wonderful feeling. I also created, or I am in the process of creating as well, another sacred space out in my yard. And I think I shared a picture a while back of a nature goddess that I had repainted to put in my flower garden. And so I have a great big flower garden island in the middle of my yard. And then I have a crescent-shaped wall that's made of some large rock, and I've planted flowers along there as well. And for me, part of, and this is just me personally, but I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that feel this way as well, but being out in nature and surrounded by the beauties of nature are sacred to me and relaxes me. And I can just lay out on the grass and look up at the stars or look up at the sky and just feel at peace and feel connected to spirit and connected to the goddess. And I have plans to elaborate on my outside sanctuaries and sacred spaces as the money rolls in. So a little bit at a time. And then finally, inside my home is in my office. It's taken me a little bit longer to get my office the way that I've wanted it. Because when we moved in, we didn't have a lot of place to put everything from our old home. And so some of that stuff just got all shoved into one room, and it took me a while to clear it all out. But now I'm really, really loving the sacred space that I have created here in my office. I have on my desk it's a sarong, but it's got moon and stars on it. And then in one corner, I've got some my rocks and crystals. And like I said, my fairies and things. And across from me, I have a peacock clock. And I have some other goddess items, my candles, my incense. I have a curio cabinet full of lots of treasures of fairies and stones and little whatnot that I've collected over the years. Now, these sacred spaces may seem a little elaborate, especially for those of you that are new to creating a sacred space, or you don't have a lot of space to work with where you're at. You know, maybe you're renting a room from somebody and all you have is your bedroom. You can create a sacred space with just a portion of your wall. Find your favorite painting or put some things on the wall that when you look at those things, they help you find peace within yourself, or they help you to connect with nature, or they help you to connect with spirit. You need to have a special place to renew your connection with your inner self and spirit. And that's very important. So when you think about creating your sacred space, and I've seen people do this, like with a shoebox, to decorate a shoebox and have the cover of it be something meaningful to you. I have one that I created last month at a goddess get-together, and it has a symbol of the goddess on it, and there's multiple colors on it, and I just embellished it with different little like feathers and crafty things that I had around the house. And so when I pull out that little shoebox, it instantly is a trigger for my subconscious that I'm opening this out of respect and out of sacredness. And when I open the box, there can be any number of meaningful items in that box. You have pictures of nature. You can have the meditations or prayers written down that you want to share. You could have little goddess symbols or little angel symbols, or you could have some stones and crystals in there. You could keep some incense and candles in there as well. And then just open the box up, flip it over, and just create a little sacred space right there. And you can sit with that for as long as you feel inclined to. You can also set the mood for contemplation and meditation and prayer by placing pillows on the floor and enjoying that sacred box that you've made. Or if you have a small table that you want to set up for a temporary sacred space. And you just want to be sure to set up
set up your sacred space with spiritual objects that bring the energy of spirituality into your soul. Another thing that can help enhance your sacred space is to add some flowers and plants for some energy, for color, and for increased oxygen. Lavender is a wonderful plant, a wonderful scent to have around you when you want to be in that sacred space. Also, frankincense is another really great scent. Purple symbolizes spirituality, and pink opens the heart, and green brings in nature's balance, and yellow stimulates health. So if you can find candles or stones or pieces of cloth of those colors, they can help to set the tone for what your intentions are. Another great trigger for the senses is music. So if you can play some powerful music, as you sit in your sacred space, it sometimes helps to feel unconscious or shift one percent of your brain that you're so busy or doesn't have something to do so that your creativity can come out. So keep the busy side of your brain active by listening to the music, and that allows the creative side of your brain to work with spirit to listen for answers from your angels and your guides and from spirit and God and goddess. However you create, there's no wrong way to do it. And there's absolutely as many ways to create a sacred space as there are people that want to create a sacred space. I challenge each of you, if you already have a sacred space, I would love to hear about it. I'd love to see a picture of it if you want to share with me. You can email me at sue@thelavendergrower.net. You can share it on my Facebook page, Lavender Door. You can share it on the Angel Coaches Facebook page. I just would love to hear about how you created a sacred space, how you use it, and what are some of the special objects or things that you use in your sacred space. And if you don't have a sacred space, I challenge you to create one. It can be as simple as drawing a picture and pulling it out when you feel like you want to go within and find your center, or that you can do the shoebox, or if you have a small corner in the room, you can set up a table or whatever's comfortable for you, whatever works for you. And I'm also feeling drawn to pull out some of my cards here tonight. I have several stacks or decks of some of Doreen Virtue's various cards. I have her Fairies, so Healing with the Fairies Oracle cards. I have the Magical Unicorn Oracle cards and the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. And so I just want to pull one today and see what the message is for us for this next week as we go on our spiritual journey. And remember, the motto with the Lavender Door is step through the Lavender Door is you or your shoe. And there are so many different paths on this spiritual journey and so many things to learn. And there's no wrong way to do it, and we're all to get to the same place. So here is our spiritual card for the week, and it is from the Goddess deck. And the Goddess is Unog, and it means easy, or she represents easy does it. There's no need to hurry or force things to happen. Everything is occurring in perfect timing. So as you're going on your spiritual path this week, just remember, you don't have to rush it. Don't hurry. Don't force things to happen. It'll occur in its perfect timing. So that's all that I have for you tonight on the sacred space. I really do welcome any comments that you have or any thoughts that you have that you would like to share about sacred space. And I look forward to talking to you all or with you all again next week. So remember, Sue Wilcox, I'm a certified angel coach and founder and creator of The Lavender Door. I have a Facebook page and a website, and you can reach me at sue@thelavenderdoor.net, or you can reach me through the Angel Coaches website, which is www.angelcoaches.org. Thank you all very much, and blessings to you.